Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
There's no better place for creating adventure, making new friends, and building memories that last than at Homemade Disney. Feel the magic in the air as your imagination soars to other worlds and ignites your spirit of wonder. Day after day, night after night of pure Disney magic. No wonder there's no place to be than in your own living room.
Ticket to Broadway, where Broadway meets Main Street. Here's your host, my pal, David Alpert.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to this extra magic hour. I'm David Alpert, and I'm the creator and host of E-Ticket to Broadway, a podcast where your favorite Broadway stars talk about their love of the Disney parks. I love the Disney parks. I'm not sure if you could tell from my headgear. Stay tuned to see all of our wonderful guests in their Disney merchandise as well. This is the third Extra Magic Hour. The past two have been so much fun. We've giggled, we've laughed, we've played games. For those of you returning, thank you so much. Let us know in the comments that you're back. And for those of us coming for the first time, let us know that you're here for the first time. We're so happy to have you with us. The beautifully sweet video that you just saw was created by Jess Siswick, who is actually one of our guests later on tonight. And tonight is that sentiment, bringing some Disney magic into your lives with your families. We have lots of special guests tonight, and we hope to inspire you to recreate some of your experiences in the park in your own homes, because where else are you going these days? Before we go any further, I want to introduce my co-host for this evening's Extra Magic Hour. I met Jessica Rush back in 2008 when we were both working on the Broadway revival of Guys and Dolls. She's also starred on Broadway in Jersey Boys, Gypsy, Tina, and Dear Evan Hansen. And she introduced me to the delightful Kara Cooper of Broadway's The Prom, Jersey Boys, The Wedding Singer, and Legally Blonde. Together, they host the wonderful podcast, Mama's Talkin' Loud. Please welcome Kara Cooper and Jessica Rush.
Co-hosts.
I just realized you could see me when I started dancing to our song.
It's very catchy.
It is.
Welcome, Kara and Jess. Thank you. That is a catchy tune. Tell us more about that wonderful tune.
Well, it's funny you should say that is a catchy tune because it was written by some people who wrote a little song called Let It Go and Into the Unknown. Kristen and Bobby Lopez, Kristen Anderson Lopez and Bobby Lopez wrote our theme song. Holla, because Kristen is a Broadway baby mama.
Exactly. It's no wonder my kids literally asked it to listen to it on repeat. They're like, can you play Mama's Talking Loud? Can you play Mama's Talking Loud?
So to have this podcast crossover, it makes sense. You already have a theme song written by Disney legends.
It makes sense.
So fun.
It's perfect.
Over to you both. Go for it.
Oh, wow. Well, we are so excited, David, to be here with you and to be here with all of your listeners and ours as well. So we love the idea of a podcast crossover event. I mean, it makes sense. Like you said, Disney, parents, families. So here we are.
Exactly. Here we are. And Jess and I, as David said, are the hosts of a podcast called Mama's Talking Loud, also on BPN. Our podcast invites you into the dressing room. We chat with the stars of Broadway and beyond about motherhood and parenting and everything that comes along with that. You know, we have lighthearted chats. We discuss being a special needs parent. We have pride content, but our goal has always been to create a community of support and comfort. And right now it's even more important than ever. So we are so thrilled to be here with you tonight.
Yes.
Can't wait. So yeah. And tonight, in addition to sharing our love of the Disney parks and our families, we're raising money and awareness for Gilana's Fund, a cause which is so dear to me. I'm just super thankful, Kara and Jess, for helping me raise money for it. And we're going to talk about that more later on. But thank you both for being here. And thank you to all of you watching.
So yes. Fun. Thanks, you guys. Thank y'all for tuning. Ooh, New Zealand. That's New Zealand. Amazing. Yay! I love that.
How fun.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you don't already, then tonight, hopefully you'll feel compelled to follow us on social media. So you could head to our Instagram pages at eTicket to Broadway or at Mama's Talkin' Loud. We also are on Twitter at Mama's Talkin' Pod. And then give us a listen and maybe a rate and review wherever you listen to your podcast. We'd really appreciate it.
We really, really would. As most of you, I'm sure, know, in March, both Broadway and the Disney parks closed, and it has been a really difficult time for all of us. It's been difficult to process the loss of what brings us so much joy as performers and as Disney lovers. And life is a lot right now. There's something called burnout. I know all you parents out there are experiencing it. And even if you aren't a parent, you're experiencing burnout in this situation that we're in. So tonight we are trying to celebrate the family community, helping you find ways to bring magic into your home. We have some incredible Broadway moms as our guests tonight. And later on, we'll have some Disney DIY experts to help you, to inspire you to create this homemade Disney magic.
So fun. This is going to be such a fun.
I know.
So before we bring in the other Broadway moms, I want to share, obviously, Kara and Jess, you're both Broadway moms. Kara, you've got two kids. Yeah. Elin, who's seven, and Finn, who's 3.5. And Jess, your daughter, Elliot, is almost 6. Yeah. Oh, there they are. Look how sweet. Sweet kiddos.
Babies.
We're going to talk to Broadway moms. I want to share that I'm also a Broadway mom. I've worked on Broadway many times, and I want to share that I do have a child. Let's go to that next slide. There's my child. That's Henry.
Oh, Henry.
In October. So Henry's thrilled. I love that you started this podcast to show a different side of Broadway. It's about being real people, and moms and parents are incredible. So thank you for sharing those stories. Let's switch it to some Disney talk. Kara, you shared with me some photos of you at Walt Disney World. We have to take a look. These are from the vault.
Let's do it.
So there's Kara at Walt Disney World. What year do we think this was?
I know exactly when it was. 2008. I was newly married. That's my husband in the picture. We weren't even married 6 months yet, and we were on the national tour of Spamalot, and it was in Orlando for a week. And so we hit the parks as hard as we could. This is pre-children, everybody.
That's pre when I met you. That's a lot. That's 2008. It's a while
long ago. Time ago. Yeah.
And there's a really special photo I want to share of your experience. There's an actress on Mission Space who's acting out her experience. I take it from the photo you loved the ride, or
oh my God, I was terrified. I think I turned to Graham like a million times and said, is it over yet? Is it over yet? I was terrified. I love Disney. That is a singular experience, but oh my goodness.
I rode that ride one time. I thought I was going to pass out. Never again.
That's kind of a running theme that Mission Space is terrifying. That is no less scary adventures. Terrifying.
Yeah.
So Jess, I've been so fortunate to have you and your husband, Eric, on the podcast and on a live show as well. And we know that you worked as a cast member of the parks. Let's look at some of those photos there. Well, there's you meeting Minnie.
That's my sweet old mama, God rest her soul. That's her handwriting. It says Jessica E. Rush. That's me. I was 2.5, I think. Meg on Cruise Line, Disney Magic, 1999, 2000. Last century.
And just have you always wanted to be Susan Egan when you got older?
basically, I mean, dreams, you know. I remember for the audition for the cruise line, the casting or the director was like, you remind me so much of Susan Egan when she came in to audition for the Broadway production of Beauty and the Beast. And I about fell over. I was like, yeah. Oh my God. So yeah.
And so Jess, you and Eric have taken Elliot to the parks a lot, and it's so delightful. Your photos are always so great. Let's take a look.
Thanks. There
you
are. She is getting ready to fight Darth Vader. Oh. That's what she's doing over there. The Pluto one is Disneyland, actually. The others are Disney World. And you see, we like to get a nice shot on the rides. But if you want to see more, you guys, FYI, hashtag Elliot and the Mouse on Instagram. And you can see things from her first visit when she was 13 months old. The sweetest video meeting Pooh and Tigger. Remember that? Oh, my God.
Yes, I remember.
All the way up until February when we went to Disneyland with Kayala. So, I mean, you know, 6 years of or 5 years of Elliot at Disney.
What I love is when you have two parents that are Broadway stars, you have theatrical photos, like when you go for Halloween. We've got some photos there. The Evil Queen one kills me.
Well, the Evil Queen one is at the Wilderness Lodge. That's at the Snow White. It's a dinner at the Artist Palette, I think is what it is. I forget. But that was a couple trips ago. And then obviously we went for what's so funny is scary. Mickey's Not So Scary. That starts in August. This was literally like the last week of August that we did Not So Scary, but we fully committed.
Obviously.
So I just love that you are Broadway mamas. You love the parks. It's going to be great. And we want to talk to some more Broadway mamas that love the parks. So
let's bring our first mama in. So kicking us off tonight, we have our sweet friend from Kinky Boots, Legally Blonde, where I met her a million years ago. Sunday in the Park with George. She is a Tony winner, a Disney lover, and an all-around ray of sunshine. Anna Lee Ashford is here with us.
Oh, yeah! That was the best intro music I've ever heard. Woody says hi too.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, Woody. It's my son's favorite shirt I own, so I thought I'd wear that. How are you? And this is my favorite thing I own in my life.
Fabulous. It's beautiful. It's really nice. Thank you, Emily, for being here.
Oh, I'm so honored to be here. Hello, my friends. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, what a magical night. We are having magic. Thank God.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, Katie. We love you. Hey, Katie Rosen. Saying hello. Hello. Anna Lee, for those guys, for y'all who don't know, Anna Lee Ashford, she is a Tony Award winner, which is a really big deal if you follow the Broadway. But Anna Lee joined, Kara and I have both known her for years, and she joined us earlier this year on an episode of Mama's Talking Loud. So you can listen to that if you want. You can download it and catch up. She shared her attitude of gratitude for all the ups and downs of motherhood and what it was like to juggle nursing and the fourth trimester while she was on stage opposite Jake Gyllenhaal. You might have heard of him. All the good things. But Jack is her son that she just mentioned, and he's 3, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
3.
He's turning 4 in a couple weeks and wants a full Toy Story birthday party for the 3rd year in a row.
Yes, of course. He has been committed to those Toy Stories. I mean, I can remember when he was a tiny person taking Elliot's Toy Story toys. I remember that, like at our apartment. But you and Joe, her husband, love the parks. And I know that taking Jack there is just such a special thing.
Oh, yeah. It's been like one of the joys of our life.
That's sweet.
That's our favorite family photo. It's one of our only family photos are from Disney World, when we go to Disney World. And actually, before the pandemic, my husband's birthday is, I had to go 3/19/80 because I know all of our birthdays for insurance. Do you do that? I do that sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
1980. Anyway, so his birthday is the 19th of March, and I planned an epic 40-year-old birthday party. I was having 20 people fly in. We got reservations at Club 33. I did everything right because we go to Disney World more often, so I did all my research for Disneyland. We've been multiple times, obviously, but I wanted to make sure we did it just right. And so what I wanted to just share is we're putting a pin in that. Pictures are coming. It's in the future. We'll just put a pin in it. We're pivoting, you know?
Yes. Yep.
That's story what you do with magic.
Story of our lives and, right now.
Annalie, I got to chat with you this week. Your episode of E-Ticket to Broadway is coming up. And you shared this beautiful sentiment that you went to Disney World when Kinky Boots had just closed, or you left the show and it was kind of a honeymoon. But what happened to you just a few days before going to Disney World?
So my... Oh, yes.
A mind train action.
Jack's on the mind train.
Wait, but do you know,
you guys?
But do you know what's funny about this picture, Annalie? Is every time I see this photo, I wonder why Bruce Glickus is with y'all on that ride. I truly love it.
One of my favorite things in the whole world too is when we do single rider. I'm sure you guys do this too. There's some amazing photos of Joe and I riding rides alone by ourselves. Like, and sometimes I know when the photo's coming, so I'll look over to the person next to me, you know.
But Annalie, what happened to you a few days before you went to Disney World after Kinky Boots? I love this story.
During the run of Kinky Boots, I was with the show for a year from the time that it opened, and I did it out of town as well. And during that time, I didn't know I had celiac disease. We figured that out, and it can make your teeth really bad. So I have terrible teeth. So I had like lots of root canals. And then they were also like, you need to get your wisdom teeth out. Well, you can't really do that while you're doing a Broadway show. So I got my wisdom teeth out. And then like the next day we went to Disney World. So I have big, huge black eyes, and Joe had never been. So there's all these pictures of like us that trip, and Joe's eyes are like manic wonder, you know. It was the first time he'd really been for real. He kind of went as a kid once, but it wasn't and so we went full out and ate at all the best places. We ate probably 7,000 calories a day, walked 12,000 steps a day, and I had big black circles under my eyes.
That was a true Disney fan. I love it.
Yes.
Well, Annalie, thank you for being with us tonight. We're going to chat a little bit more soon, but we're going to bring on some more friends. Stay right there.
Yes. We have another mom coming on with us. She's got quite the Disney connection, you guys. She is a former Mouseketeer, people. I mean, what?
I mean, I think once you are one, you're one forever, obviously. I mean,
clearly.
Totally.
She's also appeared on Broadway and across the country in Miss Saigon, If Then, and Wicked. She was also in Sister Act 2, Joyful. She's the voice of Pearl in Cartoon Network's Steven Universe. Please welcome Dee Dee Magno Hall. Woo!
I think I may have overdone the decor in my closet, by the way.
No, perfect. Dee Dee, I said it to you when I first met you, and I said it to you like 20 minutes ago. I am such a fan of yours. Thank you for joining us tonight. Aww, this is so delightful.
Thank you for having me. Hi, everybody.
Of course. Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi, KM Productions.
Hi, everyone.
Everyone.
So, Dee Dee, you and Clifton have two wonderful kids. Are they aware of what a big Disney star their mother is? Are they aware of that?
I don't know. I don't think so. You know, I try to show them old videos and pictures. I'm like, look at what mommy used to do. And they're just like, yeah, cool, Ma. I got it. Yeah.
How old are they, Dee Dee?
So I have just turned 9 years old and 15-year-old boy. Two boys. I know, Annalie. I know. The last time I saw Annalie, she came to our yard sale. Do you remember that?
It was amazing.
They were
we have a photo, Dee Dee, of you with Clifton and the kids at Disneyland.
Oh,
that you shared there. How sweet.
Oh, that's an old photo, but yeah.
That's definitely Pixar Fest. That's Pixar Fest, if you notice the flags in the back. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I like the brand a lot. Yeah. Didi, so many of your fans know you as the voice of Pearl on Steven Universe, but you were a member of the Mickey Mouse Club.
MMC.
MMC, right?
Mickey Mouse, rock the house. I got my original, my jacket here.
Which is incredible. You shared, Didi, when you were on E-Ticket to Broadway, you shared that you would sometimes during filming go into Walt Disney World. Do you remember what that was like as a kid?
Oh, yes. I actually was thinking about memories to share. And I think we may have been shooting, we shot at MGM Studios. It's now Hollywood Studios. But we shot it at one of the big backstage studios. And it was a nighttime shoot because I remember me and another cast member, Tiffany, we had our roller skates on. And, you know, I don't think that this would fly today, but I remember it was nighttime. They had just like cleaned off some of the ground, and the trams were still kind of going, picking up last minute patrons. And we held on to the back of a tram and we rode a little bit around backstage, unbeknownst to the
the studio tour, the backstage Hollywood studio tour.
One of those trams.
Wow.
We have a photo of you when you were on the Mickey Mouse Club. Let's take a look at that. There you are. Stage left, giving us a sensible hand on hip.
Dreams. That's what I wanted.
So, I don't know if you're aware, but on this live stream, you're not the only one who was on the Mickey Mouse Club. We actually have a photo we want to share.
Oh.
And you can see, look, there's Ryan Gosling. And who's in the pink? Who is wearing the pink shirt? Is that just
in the corner? It's me.
No way. No way. Oh my gosh. It is.
No, I'm telling you, we moved to Orlando when I was in the eighth grade, and I would go, I did a couple, this was after you had left to go to the party, like the party was happening and you were a teenager. I mean, it was amazing. But I would go to tapings, and they would do one, and then there would be a lunch break, and then there would be another one, and you could go into the parks while they were, you know, and you could get lunch, you could ride Tower of Terror or whatever. And a couple times I was on just like, an under five or a co-star, but I went to the tapings all the time.
Oh my God.
I even bought a letter jacket, like your varsity jacket, but not, I mean, I bought it in the park, but it has red leather sleeves and gray, and it has the big old Mickey Mouse Club emblem on the back.
Yes.
I was a hardcore fan.
I love this story. Oh my gosh.
I wanted to be a Mouseketeer. One day I'll tell you about my audition for the Mickey Mouse Club.
I sang
on my own with a shawl. That was the perfect choice for Mickey Mouse Club.
But perfect.
And Didi, it's so cool that in California, you were the original Princess Jasmine in the Aladdin musical Spectacular at California Adventure.
In fact, oh my Mickey!
Mickey.
Sorry, Mickey. I found one of these programs. Remember these guys?
Oh, yeah.
It's a map. Yeah.
So cool.
It was a good time. It was really one of my favorite things to play a Disney princess, and then meet the children after. It was before I was a mom, but I actually was pregnant during
I
my.
I did some research. Oh. I saw those pictures. I saw some pictures of you.
Yeah.
You look great though.
Yeah. The Jasmine costume was not forgiving. So I had to take a step down from the role, but it was such a blessing. I tell my oldest that you were on that stage with me when I was singing.
That was that long ago that show opened at California.
15 years ago.
Time.
That's
time.
Tricky.
Where so did
now
it
that,
go?
Now that we're all in, I would love to ask you four, because again, tonight is about sharing the Disney and the parenthood overlap, not the parent trap, That's a different conversation. But I just want to hear from you all, like, what's it like bringing your kids there for the first time? Annalie, do you want to share what that was like when you brought Jack there for the first time?
Well, I don't know if you saw my face during that last story, but my jaw was dropped the entire time because I grew up in Denver, Colorado, so we were very, very far away from either park. I got to go to Disneyland once as a kid just because I was doing a dance convention in California with Susan Egan. Amazing. And anyways, so taking my little boy there, both Joey and I cried like four times the first day that we took him, and he was like 8 months old. And we still, there's a lot of times where we get extremely verklempt because there's a, you know, there's something sort of magic about watching your child experience something for the first time, whether it's pooping or or going on, it's a small world. Both, even when your kid poops for the first time by themselves, it makes you tear up a little bit. So going to the most magical place on earth, I would say that's like, you know, that goes beyond a 10. Top, it's like an 11 moment in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Didi, what about you when you brought your kids there? What was that like?
Well, we are so fortunate to have some very close friends of our family that still work at the park. And so we've been able to go often. There was actually one time that we were in Disney World with our oldest when he was younger. And then we did a road trip to California. And like literally a week later, we were in Disneyland. So it was, I don't think that they will remember and how amazing that was and how incredibly cool that we were able to do that. But like Annalie, we took our kids when they were still so young and they couldn't enjoy the rides, you know, like if they get a little bit bigger, they were still in strollers and sleeping most of the time. But I grew up on Disney, so it's always so much fun for me to go and then also bring my kids, my family, and we love riding specific rides together. And then there are others that some prefer more than me. But, you know, it's always a special and magical time. Disney is always and we always say, you know, there's no crying at Disneyland unless it's during the parades and fireworks. Yes. The fireworks. Mm-hmm. That's an okay time to cry.
Yeah. Totally. And so I would love to hear from you all. How do you navigate when you really want to do something and your kid doesn't, or your kid wants to do something else? Do you ever play like, no, we're going on the Matterhorn because mommy wants to?
We try to make sure that each of us get to say what we want to do, you know?
Good.
So, you know, somebody says like,
yeah. No, I was going to say, Eric and I have yet to do things. The only thing that we do on our own, because she won't after the first time, was the Haunted Mansion. And that is his favorite ride. And it's one of my top like three. And it's a must whenever we go. So this last trip, I convinced him to go on by himself. But sometimes, and we do single riders, you know, we'll do the switch. And we bypass the stretching room. Elliot, like, she went on the ride once just by bypassing the stretching room. And we thought we'd be okay. And then she's not into it. So, yeah. But
stretching room's intense.
Yeah. Well, especially when it all, the blackout happens and the scream, and yeah. It's like, it's really intense.
It's
and my child's a bit anxious. So, but she's not big enough. We haven't done like Matterhorn or Space Mountain. She's just now tall enough to go on those. And she loves a roller coaster. Like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train at Disney World is her jam. Like we went on that like seven times the first time. So, but
seven.
But
yeah, you went on it seven times the first time.
I got it.
I was ready for that one.
Sorry, you were so on it. No, but we don't force her, and like we don't even like, we'll just keep walking. You know what we did do when we went to Disneyland at Christmas after I was in La Jolla working? We had gone, and Disneyland doesn't have as many fast passes like the Disney World. You know, I'm a world person. So it's like you go to Disneyland, you have to wait in line. There's all these lines. And it was the holiday season, and Small World was, we said you can pick one more ride to go back and do again. Well, she picked Small World.
Sorry.
What is that? Is that you, Annalie?
Yeah. It's my kid outside the door going, Mama, where are you? Scream.
Mom life. Pound, life, pound. You guys.
Don't bark. Sorry, keep talking.
No, so she picked Small World, and that wait was 90 minutes, you guys.
Oh.
But we told her we would, and we did. I mean, we waited, and she got one of those big lollipops, and she was so high on that sugar, like in that line. She was like four, and she's just like,
and now, Kara, you were about to go. You were planning a trip coming up, which unfortunately was canceled, like so many of us. And you were doing some special research. Can you share with us what that experience was like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I grew up a Disney lover. I grew up in New Jersey. We went like five times as a family. I can't believe I didn't tell you this before, but when I was, I think like 12, my grandparents took all of their grandkids to Disney World. And we all had t-shirts made that said they can't take it with them, so they're spending it on us. And we walked around the parks with these shirts on. Thanks, Drammy and Poppy on the back. We have pictures of all of us in the white robes at the Grand Floridian.
Oh,
I should have sent you those pictures. Wow. So it's been a dream of mine to take my kids to Disney for sure. And I know that the tears are going to be overwhelming. My 7-year-old is autistic. And so we have prolonged when we were going to go. We wanted to make sure she was nice and ready, that it wasn't just going to be about managing a child who was breaking down. You know, her language and speech is now really just emerging to a place where we can understand what she needs and what she wants. So we were so excited to go in the fall. I contacted a special travel agent for, you know, special needs kids. And there are lots of accommodations that Disney makes for us, and it was going to be amazing. And we didn't even tell them, like, they don't even know that it got canceled. And my son he was going to lose his mind. So we have to figure out a time to reschedule. You know, I know that the parks are open, but just we didn't want that to be the first experience for our family, you know? So hopefully we'll figure it out soon.
Yeah, and we'll make some homemade family magic here tonight.
Exactly.
Yes.
Bring the parks perfect. In.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, very nice segue, Jess.
We are going to
get ready to bring some guests. But first, because it's an E-Ticket to Broadway event with Mama's Talking Loud, we are going to play a game with you, mamas on the podcast.
I'm nervous.
It's going to be great. So let's get ready to play Mama's Talking Disney.
Got it.
Everyone is so nervous. You four are like ready. Really okay. Now, here's the fun. I'm nervous too because our script is in code for this section because Jess and Kara could see it. So, like, I'm going to try and remember what the questions are. Thankfully, there are a few cards. I'm going to be like this one. So, the Disney world has so many wonderful mothers, and we want to share some questions and some trivia. Annalie, I need you to just breathe. It's going to be okay. Woody might help you with one of them. And I think Woody's going to help you with one of them. So we've just got some 5 questions about Disney. You're going to write down your answers in Sharpie and you're going to hold them up this time. But this is all about the mothers and Disney. So here comes question number 1. Which Disney character sings the song Your Mother and Mine? Go ahead and write it down. Which Disney character sings the song Your Mother and Mine? Okay, well, let's wait. Annalie's ready.
Annalie, I know what you were thinking. I know what you were thinking because I have the same thing.
We're going to go question by question. Once you have it, write down whatever you think. And then in a moment.
Oh, immediately show it?
We're going to show it in a second. So, Kara, are you ready to share yours? Everyone ready? Dee Dee, you need more time?
I don't even know.
It's really okay.
Just
write what comes to your heart.
I'm so crazy.
Okay, let's reveal who we think. It's Wendy.
Oh,
you should show your answer.
Can
you show me your answer? Let's see your answers. We'll go the opposite way next time. So Annalie had Wendy.
Good job, Annalie.
So good. I wrote
baby mine.
That's the same thing. I saw.
What did you write? Question marks.
Question marks.
I saw mine, and I immediately thought of Dumbo with baby mine.
Yeah.
I want to point out that in both Peter Pan and Snow White, what they say about mothers is so misogynistic and wrong. We have to just completely, like Snow White, bless. She walks in that dwarf's cottage. She's like, oh, it's dirty. Do they have a mother? It's like, listen.
And hold up.
Peter Pan's like, will you cook and clean for us?
Right.
It's like mothers do more than that. So, but yes, it was Wendy Darling. It's a beautiful.
And fathers do it too.
Fathers do it too.
Amen.
So here comes our next question. Lady Tremaine is the name of the stepmother of which Disney princess? Lady Tremaine is the name of the stepmother of which Disney princess? So do you four want to write down what you think it is?
I'm ready.
I'm going to give you a hint. Dee Dee, over your left, this is going to help. Over your left shoulder is an actress playing this role in the upcoming live action. It's not going to help. So Lady Tremaine is, what do we think?
You ready?
Oh.
So Lady Tremaine is the stepmother of which Disney princess? Show me your answers.
I'm going to get this one wrong.
Oh, stepmother.
Everyone's terrified. Jess has Cinderella, Elsa, Snow White. The answer is Cinderella.
There's another live action coming out.
There's the fairy godmother. Yeah, Nadina's playing the stepmother.
Oh, right.
You totally threw me off.
No. I'm sorry. Dee Dee, that was my fault.
Live action, like we're just filming it live with an audience, that kind.
No, it's going to be released, well, at some point. They're filming, but they're filming it now.
Is it the Rodgers and Hammerstein?
I don't think so.
It must be nice to have a job.
That is nice.
They just did it. That's crazy.
Here comes our next question. Next question.
Sorry. I'm horrified.
What superpower does Mrs. Incredible possess?
What superpower does Mrs. Incredible possess?
I'm not keeping score, you guys. Everything's fine.
I am.
No.
So, everyone ready? Let's show our answer.
I had to figure out how to spell it.
Stretching, elastic. Yes, Jess.
Elastic.
Oh, elasticity.
Jess, what does that say?
That's where I frantically tried to write elasticity. I saw her in my mind, like a lot of body.
But you saw this, Jess. Let's show the next slide. It is Elastigirl. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Yeah.
Elasticity.
But I also just kept thinking about her big, her strong quads.
I love it.
I couldn't remember like how.
Makes me feel so much better about my life.
Here comes our next question, our fourth one. What is the name of Aurora's mother?
Aurora,
of course, is Sleeping Beauty. And if you listen to E-Ticket to Broadway, that actually has come up on trivia.
You got me.
This one's hard.
You got me. Can I get the answer correct if I know what Aurora's real name is?
Wow.
Is it Briar Rose?
Yes.
I was going to say that.
So what is the name of her mother? Anyone? This one's
I don't know this one. You got me.
This one's hard.
Yeah.
Let's see your answers.
No answer.
No.
So you could have put David. I would have given you a point.
I did put David.
Wait, what's the question under it?
Why are you doing this to me?
Well, let's show the answer. It is Queen Leah. Who knew?
Queen Leah. That's a tricky one.
How do you even find? When did they say that in that movie? Also.
In the credits.
Do y'all ever catch that Aurora is like 15?
Yes.
As you get older and you start to watch things, you go, I was watching it with Elliot one day and I thought, oh God.
Show our last question.
Let's move on.
Who is the voice of Andy's mom?
I know this.
Voices Andy's mom from Toy Story.
I know this.
She has an elaborate name.
Connors.
I didn't know this at first.
You didn't?
No.
I'm blanking on her name.
I am blanking too.
She's such a fierce actress.
That's the screenshot of this episode. Just Jessica Rush holding Laurie Metcalf. And let's show the answer. It is Lori Metcalf.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tony Award winner, Lori Metcalf, right?
You know, Jack asked me the other day, he said, Mama, where is Andy's dad? Which we all ask. And I said, he doesn't have one. And he went, okay.
Then you're like that.
I haven't done the front of my wig in 5 months. So let me do that.
Well, let me, well, thank you all for playing Mama's Talking Disney. Thank you so much. We love our Disney moms and we love all of you. Before we bring on our guests, I just want to share briefly about Gilana's Fund, which is a cause that's very dear to my heart. It was created in 2007 after my oldest sister Gilana died from a rare reaction to medication. And the fund is a way to honor her memory and change the world. It's raised over $100,000 and has awarded nearly 40 grants to nonprofit organizations across the country whose mission is to educate, support, and promote the core values of Gilana's Fund: acceptance, inclusion, justice, and equality. I want to share some of those grant recipients with you right now so you can see the wonderful organizations on the front line of the battle we're facing today and how in 2020 we're even more focused on fixing, you know, the terrible injustices of our country and the world. Each year I produce and direct the Living for Today concert to raise money for the fund, but because of the pandemic, we're not doing that this year. So part of the money raised on the E-Ticket to Broadway Patreon is going to go to Gilana's Fund. And tonight, if you're enjoying this live show and you want to make the world a better place, please consider making a donation on the Gilana's Fund website. You can learn more by going to gilanasfund.org and making a donation there. So thank you all for being here. Again, these wonderful Broadway stars and do-it-yourself Disney experts are donating their time. So please help us change the world.
Yes.
Yes.
Be the change.
Yes. Be the
change. So let's move on, Kara.
All right, you guys, let's get down to some Disney magic, okay? We have our first special guest here, the co-creator of Magic Foodie Tour and vlogger of all things Disney related from Eat, See, Magic. Welcome, Bree.
And confetti.
Hi, Bree. Confetti. Life is a party. Why not?
That was amazing. That was awesome. I want to go to the parks with you. That looks like a really good time.
I'm telling you, you have to be prepared because I'm there from rope drop to park close. And it's
Bree, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you for having me. This is amazing. I'm so excited.
Yay. What is your shirt? This neon.
It's the new Disneyland Spirit jersey. There's a little pineapple detail. Can you see? Since I'm a foodie. And I always wear my Spirit jerseys back to front because this is the best part to me. I don't want to hide it. So I'm absolutely going to show it.
That is true. That is so true. So you're clearly, foodie, magical vlogger, all the things. When did you first fall in love with Disney? Tell us how you came to be,
since I can remember, like I was a little bitty kid, my mom would put like 2 Afro puffs in my hair so I could look like Minnie. And we always went to the park with my family. So I've always been obsessed, grew up watching Disney Channel, Disney movies. So it's just always been a thing. And I've always been in the parks. And like, clearly I've always been a foodie. I just love to eat. So
it's the best thing. It is really the best thing. Yes. Have you been to Disney World? Because you're in California, right?
I'm in California. I have not been to Disney World. It's going to be a problem. I don't want to get kicked out because I'm just going to be too excited. So like, I need to wait till I calm down, maybe meditate like for 2 weeks. But I'm planning on going hopefully next year, maybe the week after.
Well, girl, that is going to be, you should schedule it. I'm just telling you, as someone who knows them very well down there in Florida, you need to schedule it for the Food and Wine Festival, because that is my favorite time. And you're the foodie. So
that exactly. And that's the thing. Like, I feel like I already have a list because I have so many friends in Florida, a lot of content creators, and like everything they post, I'm like, okay, so I need this cookie. I need to go to Pandora. Like, I have a whole list.
totally, for sure. Oh my God. Well, I think that since we're talking foodies and food, why don't we go around? Let's see what is everyone's favorite food in the park. Now, I wanna clarify that this is your favorite food, not your favorite snack, because we're gonna have someone coming on. We're gonna have someone coming on later who's gonna be the snack person.
Okay.
So let's talk your favorite food. So any kind. So David, you go first.
This is tough. You know what's so funny? I was thinking I was going to say the chicken fizzoli from Pizza Port, and because it's so good. I actually did make it on July 17th. I made it at home. I didn't do nearly as well as Brie would have done. I promise you that. But this is a new thing. The brunch at Carnation Cafe on Main Street, they have these amazing apple cinnamon granola pancakes and then fruit and coffee, and you hear Main Street. So it's like the experience plus the food makes it so good. But I think I'm going to go with that as my answer. For food.
The brunch at Carnation Cafe?
Love it. Yeah, let's
do it. I've never eaten there.
I know, I'm taking notes for when I go.
It's crazy.
Next time.
All right. Brie, let's go to you. We'll go around this way.
All right. So this isn't any shade, but you know, the snacks in Disney are superior to the food. I'm not.
That is true. You know what? You can give us one snack, because I'm sure you have a few snacks. So,
well, actually, I kind of decided on food in DCA, California Adventure, and especially because I made this drink for tonight. Lobster nachos, they slap in Lamplight Lounge, and this is the Mickey Fun Wheel. Now, let me tell y'all, I ran out of Kinky, which is like the pink part, so you can only see the yellow and blue, but imagine that there's a pink layer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the lobster nachos. Hands down.
Some friends told me about the lobster nachos recently. We were going to the, I think, or maybe it was Kayala when we went. She was like, the lobster nachos. Anyway. I got to try them. Dee Dee.
I got to try the nachos too. I was going to say chimichangas. I was going to say the chimichangas right there on the carts, you know, because I don't have time to sit down and have a meal usually with the kids, so we're sort of on the go, and we just got to find something to. So it's either the chimichangas or the corn dogs.
Yes,
I appreciate that, Anna Lee. Now here's the thing, because you've got celiac, so I'm sure you're a little limited.
And it's really hard for me right now because I'm like going through snack credits and meal credits, and I'm like sometimes I can sneak out a snack credit as a meal. So I'm just going to, I know we're supposed to pick a favorite, but because I have celiac disease, I feel like it's not fair because I can't have everything that everybody has. So I'm going to give you a couple of my favorites. I like to have breakfast at the Grand Floridian. I like to have the full breakfast with Mickey waffles, gluten-free, runny eggs, extra crispy bacon, and I can actually eat the hash browns. And then I can have the full meal at Flame Tree Barbecue. Everything is gluten-free. Yes, yum. I like to sometimes get an order of fries, and I can get them gluten-free. Yes, yum. And then I like Le Cellier Steakhouse. I like a full meal there. I can also get at the Raglan Road, I can get gluten-free fish and chips. I can't get them anywhere else. And I can get gluten-free calamari. But I have a lot of other favorites in Disney Springs, but those are my – oh, I guess that was Disney Springs.
Epcot. You're giving me Epcot.
Oh, yeah, I loved – sometimes, too, I just go to the bar by myself. I go, Mommy has to go have some mommy juice. And Joe and Jack do another round, and I go to the bar by myself in Mexico, and I have chips and guac all by myself with a drink.
It's amazing. I know that restaurant. I like to sit there, too. Kara, it's been a minute, but –
But because I knew I was supposed to be going, I did some research. I try to eat healthy, knowing full well I'm going to indulge while I'm there. But I've tried to like scope out some healthy options. And I really want to try the lettuce wraps. Apparently they're amazing. Kind of like
where
they're in Tomorrowland at the Terrace Cafe is what I found, which is not very frequently open, but apparently they're like croissant chicken, and they're supposed to be amazing. They come in like a little tray, three little lettuce wraps, kind of like Cheesecake Factory, right?
Oh,
Cheesecake
yeah.
Factory has the best lettuce wraps. Yeah. So that's what I'm hoping to try whenever we get there.
That's good. That's solid.
Yeah.
Jess, what about you?
Well, this is tricky because depending on which park I'm at, there are different things. But I do enjoy, as we spoke about on a different podcast, the poutine. Or that was on the episode with my husband, right?
Poutine.
In Canada. And what's funny is I haven't been to many restaurants. Like, we were definitely creatures of habit going to the same, like, Primetime Cafe. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorites. And, like, things like, I like the pot roast there at the Primetime Cafe. And I also, if I'm in Frontierland, I like Pecos Bill's. I like the barbacoa, the shredded barbacoa, and you make your little tacos at Pecos Bill's. That's actually pretty, really tasty food. So those are what I'm going to stick with that.
Bree, can you make all of those dishes? Because we're so good at that.
Absolutely. Come over for the dinner party tomorrow. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah. Amazing. When did you, how long have you had your vlog? Like, when did that?
2 years. 2 years. Yeah. So I honestly, I started it because, I didn't see a lot of people that looked like me in the parks. And also because a lot of people aren't giving honest reviews. Like, I don't know if they're not trying to hurt Disney's feelings, but if you tell me something's good and it's not seasoned, I'm going to be upset. So I was like, let me start a vlog. I'm going to keep it real in these fairy tale streets and I'm going to be honest. So that's really why I started. And then I love Disney and I love to give my opinion on things.
That's awesome. I mean, Disney does not, if one of us says something is not fierce, it ain't going to hurt them. Please. Are you kidding?
They will make back all the coins.
Yeah.
They are fine.
Right. Exactly. Well, I was checking out your videos and I love the one. You're so much fun. I mean, obviously, here we are. But the one with the Dole Whips, because the Dole Whip is my jam. I love a Dole Whip. Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think most people, it's at the top of their list, right? Yeah. So you have a video that I love, You Don't Measure, which is very brave.
I measure it in my soul. I feel it in my soul.
My mom all used to say that. Just throw it in there. But let's, I think we have, do we have a clip, David?
Yeah, there are. No, we've got those photos.
We have the photos of the Dole Whip incredible experience.
Bree and her kitchen.
I also like how Bree started with the, just the coconut and the pineapple, and then we moved on to the rum.
Yeah, like
I appreciated that
version for the adults to have a little bit of fun during quarantine. Like, it's a stressful time. Like,
exactly,
a little bit of that rum in there. But honestly, like, it was so much fun. I wanted to recreate. Well, actually, I didn't have a choice. I live with my niece who's six, my nephews, they're twins, they're two. Had to do something creative to keep them busy. It's all of us in this house. So I was like, what can I do? What's the easiest thing? And I immediately thought of Dole Whip. That's like the number one snack people get. And honestly, I kind of prefer the flavored Dole Whips now than over the original. So when I was creating the original, I was like, how can I make this taste more like pineapple? Because Disney released their recipe and it was just like ice cream and pineapples. And I'm like, no, gotta add some stuff. So I added like pineapple juice, coconut smoothie, like all this stuff. And it came out so good.
I want to make one. I was watching it with my daughter, Elliot, who's almost six. And she was like, Mom, I want to make a Dole Whip at our house. I mean, she was all about it. So how do you suggest, like you said, Disney had released the recipe, but also do you have any tips for our listeners at home to maybe inspire them to make some treats themselves?
Yeah, I think first off, you just have to do it. Like, even if you burn the beignets, like, it's fine. You tried it. It's fun. You're doing it at home. But I think Disney is doing a great job at releasing a lot of recipes online. And what I've been doing, sometimes I'll try the ones online, but sometimes I'll look through my old photos and my old vlogs. And I'm like, wait, that was so delicious. Let me try to make it at home because I want it now. So yeah, I just think there's a lot of ways to make magic at home, and it doesn't have to be perfect. That same vlog, I did the whole Main Street electrical parade at the end. And literally it was just stuffed animals and Christmas lights, but it was so fun because we had the original song in the background. So you just have to be creative and do it with what you have at home, and it's just going to be magical.
That's amazing. That's awesome. I love it. It's like, put on some tiki room music, make your Dole Whips, then, you know, set up the parade. That'll occupy kiddos for at least, you know, 35 minutes. I don't know.
We absolutely have to do a second showing. My niece was like, okay, so what time is the second showing? I'm like, this is not
Disney kid. Oh my God. Well, Bree, can you show us that drink one more time? Because that sure was cute.
Absolutely. So, guys, this is the Mickey Fun Wheel. It's the sweet and sour. You have a layer of the kinky, which is the pink. blue curacao, and then you top it off with Sprite. But you also add liquor in there, obviously vodka, to the sweet and sour part. And it, you put a, is it in there? You put the little ears for Mickey.
It's so cute. It's so cute. Oh my God, you guys. Y'all, you can see the videos we've talked about with Brie and all the things that she does, the fun times, at her Insta handle, Eatsy Magic, also on YouTube, Eatsy Magic, and Twitter. Brie, thank you so much for joining us. I'm so thrilled. I can't wait to go like down the rabbit hole of all of your videos and find all the different things we can make.
Yes, if you're missing the parts, my vlogs are a very fun time.
Totally, for sure.
Thank you for having me.
It's such a light. Thank you so much, Brie. Be well. Have a magical time.
That was, that was amazing. I know what I'm going to do with my kids. I know, right?
No.
Yeah. Dollops in the parade. Like, we're going to get those Christmas lights out and dress up those stuffed animals. My kids are going to love that.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're not done. We have more, everybody. We have Maggie coming with us, on with us now. She is a Disney mom of two. She is juggling life as a flight attendant, a blogger, and my favorite, a cookier. Didn't know it was a word, but it is. She makes you guys these cookies. You've not seen anything like this. They are amazing. Please welcome Maggie of Jet Plane Mommy.
Look at you.
How are you?
Look, we're great. Thank you so much for being here. Look at all those fabulous costumes behind her. I mean, they're amazing, and I'm sure you love putting them on, but I'm assuming you put those on your two gorgeous little girls. Can you tell us about them?
I have two little girls, Madison and Maya, and they are like the biggest princesses around here. They live in these costumes. We actually have doubles of a lot of them because they just go through them so fast.
Yeah, and you want to maybe head off any fights, right? You don't want them fighting over who's going to be Mulan today, right?
Right. Well, we have like two Snow Whites, or not Snow Whites, I'm sorry, Beauty and the Beast, or Belle, I should say Belle.
Yep.
They just, And awesome. They just love dressing up.
So tell us a little bit how you became Jet Plane Mommy and how this all came about.
Well, I've been a flight attendant for the past 8 years. I had my first daughter 5 years ago, and that's when I started blogging. It was about, you know, transitioning into motherhood and still maintaining my career as a flight attendant. And I wanted to inspire other moms, you know, that are in the field or are wanting to become flight attendants to know that you can still do both. But I also, you know, it takes a team of people to like help you out, you know, like my mom helps us out a lot, my husband does too, and it takes a village, you know.
We always talk about the village. It's so important, right?
Yes.
Well, I love that you are, you know, putting it out there to moms to be like, you can do this too. Like, it's hard, but you can continue to do what you love and be a mom. That's something that Jessica and I preach all the time on our podcast.
And we actually have a photo. We actually have a photo of your beautiful family.
Yes.
There. That's so sweet.
Oh. Are those just the cutest?
Oh my God.
I wonder where the slide was most recently, right? When you went to the parks. Obviously, you have your masks on, right?
Yeah, we went 2 weeks ago. We went to downtown Disney. And we had a dinner, had some ice cream, went and did some shopping. And yeah, it was good. It was a good time out, and, you know, having like a normal day, kind of.
Yeah, I bet they were so happy to be there.
Oh my gosh, yes. They were like, can we do dinner again tomorrow?
We know the feeling.
Yeah, we do know the feeling. We got to get into these cookies, you guys, because I just like, you're not going to believe what she makes at home. Were you always a baker? How did the inspiration for this come about?
So I basically I've been baking since I was a little girl, obviously, but the cookie started last year. It's been actually a whole year. I started taking classes. I wanted to learn to make my own cookies for my girls because they're expensive. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever ordered cookies for birthday parties. They're kind of pricey if you want like the little details, like the, you know, princes and all that stuff. So I was like, I have to learn to do these myself. And yeah.
Oh my God. Aren't those so cute?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I've been doing this for the past few months, especially now that we're quarantined. I've been on leave from work. And so I like just dived in and I was like, I'm going to learn.
Look at Annalie.
They're beautiful. I don't even want to eat cookies. Them. They're so pretty. I don't want to eat them.
I know. Look at those. Look, Jeannie, it's you.
Oh my gosh. They're so cool.
Thank you.
Wait, did you draw those the Dalmatians? Are those Dalmatians?
No, that's
Bolt.
Yeah,
it's Bolt.
Did you draw that?
I did.
Oh my goodness.
I'm obsessed. That's my fantasy.
If I had a hat, I would tip it.
They are amazing. I'm so impressed.
Yeah.
So clearly we're going to move into our favorite snacks, right? Because that's a snack. Cookie's a snack or a treat. Cookies are,
yeah.
So maybe we'll say like, what is your favorite snack/treat at the park? Something like that, right? Should we go around?
Yeah.
Let's go the other way. So Annalie, let's start with you.
Now it's Dole Whip. Always Dole Whip. But before I found out I had celiac, it was those Mickey pretzels.
You stole my answer.
am I next?
Yeah. You're next. Yeah,
I love a churro. I love a churro. And I love the Mickey Mouse ice cream bars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're kind of iconic. Huh? How about you, Maggie?
I'm a churro girl. Like, I have to start the day with a churro when we get to the park and end it with a churro before we go home.
I love it. David?
I am a Mickey Mouse ice cream sandwich. It's close to the bar. You get them in the same carts with the dry ice. It's very exciting. It's the one where you bite into it and your teeth fall off because it's so cold. Yeah. But they're my favorite. I get them every trip and they're so good.
Yeah,
so and Target good. Actually sells the one that Didi was talking about, and they're like slightly different. I think they're actually like lower in fat than what you get in the park, so they're not as good. But Target comes through.
Target coming through. Who knew? Mm-hmm. How about you, Jess?
Dole Whip all the way.
All the way.
I'm not a big sweet tooth person. Like, I'm not a desserts person. I mean, my answer before has been like fries with cheese sauce for dipping. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's my... So if I'm picking a treat, I'm going to go with the Dole Whip.
I'm the same. I'm a salty girl, not a sweets girl. So that pretzel, all those carbs in one big bite. I just love it.
No one mentioned a turkey leg. Anyone a fan of the turkey leg? Yeah, no. Not on.
No.
They're hard
I've never had one.
Disney World, too.
What'd you say?
Don't start. Yeah. At least they're hard to find.
Well, there's that one spot by the Liberty Inn, you know, and that I always want one time we had fried corn or grilled corn there, and we go back every time. Do you have the grilled corn? For 5 years, Joey and I. Excuse me, do you have grilled corn today? They've never had it again.
Aww.
No. I was going to say, I've never seen it.
They have it at the grilled corn. I think I've seen it.
There you go.
You have to go to Disneyland.
Oh, it's corn. Really? No, it's DCA.
DCA.
Yeah. DCA.
Maggie, what, obviously you're home with your kids right now trying to create some magic. What advice do you have for people and how can you inspire people to create some of that magic while they're home with their kids during this crazy time we're in?
Well, breakfast, usually that's my go-to. We start the day off with Mickey Mouse pancakes.
Yes.
I'll do like blueberries in them or chocolate chips and then, you know, fruit on the side, a little bit of whip for them and, you know, start the day like that. And then, of course, they're like, can we get dressed up already? So they come and pick their dresses and then they'll like, okay, I'm bored of this dress. I'm going to change into Moana now. Oh, well, now I want to be Cinderella. So let me change. So we go through that. And then during the day, like they love the Disney Magic Parade, this last one. They love the music.
Oh, the Magic Happens? Yeah,
Magic Happens. So we typically watch that once a day just to, you know, dance around. And then, we watch movies, we dress up, we play games, we color. There's a few, like, pages. I want to say, oh my gosh, I'm trying to think of the website, but you can print out the princess, like,
yes,
yes, like the printout, well, or whatever.
Imagineer just released, I mean, and here's a, I just need to share this. Imagineer released this really extensive paper cutouts of Magic Happens, the floats, Main Street, the castle. But when you put Main Street together, their geography is off. Unless I'm wrong, but they had the Emporium on the wrong side of the street. And I was like, nope.
I'm going to do more research.
But I was, wow. But again, David. There's a lot of, I know, sorry. That's, I still want to work for you, Disney. That's deep. But Maggie, I think that's totally right. Like finding all these do-it-yourself ways to keep your kids entertained and really bring the magic home.
Yeah. It sounds like you really follow their lead too. Like, you know, they just want to play and you're just like, I'm just going to play with you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, just dress up with them. I actually have my own costume that I'll play along with them, you know, and yeah, just keep the magic alive. Yeah. Yes. For my daughter's 5th birthday just passed last, like 2 months ago. She wanted us to dress up. So I was Snow White. She was Elsa. We had Maya was Anna and my husband was the prince. We were all dressed up and, you know,
perfect.
So happy. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. Well, you guys, Maggie has so much for you. Have to check out all of her social sites. She has that. It's so inspiring. Just taking a look at that, you'll be like, oh, I could do this and I could do this. And then you'll see those cookies and you'll be like, I need them now. They are incredible. So you're on Instagram, you're on Twitter. You also are at jetplanemommy.com, right? You have your own website. And we are just so grateful that you came to join us today, Maggie.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maggie.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Emily.
I know. Emily. I'm so sorry.
It's getting dark.
What's happened in the biz is I've lost my light. That's what we call it in the biz. I've lost my light.
Find your light, Annalie. Find your light.
We're losing light.
Well, that was great. I didn't want to say it in front of Maggie. My dad has been making Mickey pancakes for me my entire life. They do not look like those. Dad, I love you. They're wonderful. Mickey Eric pancakes makes, in the morning make every day great. They're so great. Well, our final do-it-yourself expert has been making homemade Disney magic, recreating beloved attractions into clever and heartwarming videos. So let's take a look at this first one.
Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. Is this haunted room actually stretching? Or is it your imagination? Oh, I didn't mean to frighten you prematurely. Do not pull down on the safety bar, please. I will lower it for you.
Serpents and spiders, tale of a rat.
When the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake,
spooks come out for swing and wake.
Happy haunts materialize
and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Now, beware of hitchhiking ghosts.
Let's do that again.
This haunted room actually stretching?
It's actually
amazing. This
is Jess Siswick. She is at Not Broadway, but you are a ray of sunshine. That's her. That's what she wrote.
I just wanted to differentiate between the two Jesses.
Jess, your videos are so cool. Yes. Do you have a background in video production? They are so good. Like, how did you come to make these wonderful movies at home?
Well, I have always been a nerd. I got a little video camera when I was 8 years old. My parents got it for me. And then when I was 11, I was booked for a wedding video. I had this teeny little editing set. So I actually majored in animation and I have just always been telling stories and making dumb videos. And when I was denied going to Disney in early March, I thought, well, I might as well just recreate it in my very own Disney park right here.
Awesome.
Totally. So I love it.
What's crazy is Jess, Annalie, me, I think we all had trips planned to Disneyland in March. We all could have been there at the same time.
That would have been magical.
It'll happen. It's going to happen. But Jess, I saw an article about your work in the Washington Post and Insider and AOL. People just love it. And I know that's how we connected. I saw this wonderful thing and I reached out to you on Twitter and I was like, you are my hero. There's a really wonderful quote of yours I want to share before we talk more. It's in the Washington Post about the responses to your work that has been you thanking them for, they say that these videos make them smile at home. And you said that those responses are the ones that resonated with you so much that my dumb little videos are helping people get through this terrible time. And I know that for all of us, this live show where I started eTicket, it's about bringing joy into homes. Were you stunned at the reaction of it, of everyone reaching out to you that you're suddenly on the Washington Post and all that?
Oh, absolutely. Like I, in fact, one of the other people that was interviewed in the Washington Post too, she lives in Utah and I was out there recently visiting my adorable 3-year-old nephew and my 6-month-old niece. And we were like, hey, let's meet up in a park somewhere. And like, we've made like a genuine friendship from it. And I think one of my favorite things that is watching how everyone else is creative. And when they involve their kids, there is this spectacular one where an entire family recreated the Frozen ride. Like Frozen has a special place in my heart. I've got my baby Anna ears on. And just seeing the creativity and seeing everyone work together was just fabulous. And one of my favorite things that has come out of that is doing collaborations with other people. I did like a pass the popcorn watching somebody else's recreated parade with other people that had done things and just expanding our little homemade park universe to include other people's rides. Like one family recreated pirates in California. And I just loved seeing that. And I thought, well, how can I get on part of that? Wait, the Blue Bayou is in Pirates. So I cut myself into their video waving at them from the Blue Bayou with my little light up ice cube drink.
Amazing.
Nice.
Jess, how do you choose which ride to recreate?
I think it was like, it's just a case of like seeing what I have and seeing, oh, wait, that could be this or this could be that. This office chair is the most versatile piece of equipment that I've had in my homemade Disney park. When you do this, like I immediately thought of the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, I love that that is in your Haunted Mansion video. I just saw it because that's my favorite part of the ride is when you go into the cemetery and you lean backwards and then you start to go.
And that's where you always get stuck.
Yeah. Totally, yeah.
I think it's seeing what you have and then like, there's one thing about a ride that I am like obsessed with, or I have a little, like I never win in Buzz Lightyear or Indiana Jones always breaks down. That's what I base the videos around. It's those tiny little things that like people who truly love the parks enjoy. Like when I did Soarin', I had the little yellow tag that you, you have to pull out and just building the video around that.
Nice. You've done, of course, Haunted Mansion. You did a Tower of Terror, Star Tours, the Soarin' one, Indiana Jones, Buzz Lightyear. What's your next video you're going to make?
So I did have a local. Oh, I have all my props down here from all my videos. I've saved everything. I did have some local kids gave me this and said to me that their favorite ride was The Little Mermaid. So I'm already working on props.
Hey, my daughter will love that she loves that ride.
So I'm going to be raiding the kitchen for some tongs that will be used as things. I would love to try that one. And then Peter Pan's Flight is my white whale. I will conquer it.
Yes, you will. So Jess, as we've been playing with our previous guests, we're going to go around the circle and we want to hear what our favorite rides are. So think about what your favorite ride is. And Jess, you do not have to suddenly create these videos.
Okay, I'll take note.
Yeah. Jessica Rush, what is your favorite ride?
I'm going to go with Haunted Mansion for today. That's how I feel today, Haunted Mansion. It does change, like depending on what it is.
Yeah. Kara, we know yours is Mission Space.
Wait.
What is yours?
I'll tell you a second. What were you going to say?
Oh, no. I was just going to say, and shout out to Spaceship Earth. That is a solid runner-up to my favorite always. I love Spaceship Earth. It is old as get out, but I love it. Yeah, that's it. Move. Okay. I just want to give it some love because everybody poo-poos Spaceship Earth, you know.
Well, my favorite ride is no longer there, so it totally got poo-pooed. But and it's going to show my age, but Horizons.
Oh my God.
Horizons, you guys, we would get up and go to the park when it opened. It was at Epcot.
Yeah.
And we literally would get there when it opened so we could go on it over and over again. Cause like you said, there's that part of the ride, Jess. So you like drop, you're on your cart and you drop through and there's a giant screen in front of you. And there's like whole different parts of the movie. But we always wanted to get the part of the movie where the earth comes rushing towards you so that you feel like you're flying towards the earth. So my brother and I would ride it over and over again until we got to that point in the movie where we were rushing towards the earth. And it smelled like oranges. Because it was all supposed to be in the future and they're at this like orange plant. So when the ride smelled like oranges. So favorite ride ever.
Love it. Annalie?
I lost my light again.
You're at the Haunted Mansion ride.
I know. Okay, so it's a tie between the Rise of the Resistance because it took my breath away when we just got to ride it. Mm-hmm. And Flights of Passage. Flights of Passage. When we wrote it, I got off and I said, that must be what heaven is like because in heaven we'll get to fly to people we love.
Yes, I've only ridden it once. So that's why it's not even like in my mind. But yes, it's the best ride.
Where
ever.
Is it?
It's in Animal Kingdom.
Avatar. It's Avatar.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that. I didn't know what it was called. Oh. I was going to say that's the ride that we rode twice 2 years ago for my son's birthday. Flights of Passage. We got to go twice because the lines were really short.
That's crazy. Yeah,
it was crazy.
You know what I love about that ride is how you can feel the thing like breathing. Breathe. You know, like when you're sitting on it on the ride, like you feel it. It's so-
yes. Yes. Cool. Oh, and the reason why the lines were short was because it was pouring down rain. And so people kind of had to go and we had our little rain jackets on and we just went right back around again. That one and Soarin'. I love Soarin'.
Soarin's great.
Yeah. Soarin' is
great. Soarin's great. Jess, what is your favorite ride?
Oh, that's like picking a favorite child or favorite Broadway show.
I know.
I'm going to say, because we wrote it 5 times in one day once, was Guardians of the Galaxy, and it just never got boring. Like, I love Tower of Terror. I love the atmosphere it creates. I love the tension it builds. But Guardians is all about the fun, and it is spectacular. And one time we snuck on a loaf of bread, and me and my friends are all there in various stages of eating bread in our picture, and it goes down as one of my favorite pictures that we've ever taken.
Oh my God. Yes, I'm with you. It's hard for me to choose a favorite ride. I love Indy. I love Space Mountain. Mm. But it's always just Sleeping Beauty's castle, which is an attraction at Disneyland because it's the walkthrough. But I just love that castle so much. Just when we're able to go back to the parks, I'm just going to sit in the hub on a park bench just staring at the castle for 14 hours. Really good. Dee Dee, you love Soarin'. Jess actually made a wonderful Soarin' video she referred to. We're going to share that.
Ooh.
So good.
Did you catch that foot acting?
I love it.
Oh yeah. It was great. So Jess, the family's watching tonight. Where do they start? They look at what they have in their house or what do you think they should do?
I think first should be like a discussion of what's your favorite part of a ride, because you can't recreate the whole thing. That's just insane. It's what's your favorite part of the ride? Is it like when the ball comes down in Indiana Jones, or is it the orange smell when you're going over Song of California, and like build something around that and try and recreate that small moment and recreate that moment. Cause you might not be able to create the whole ride. You'd be insane to try and create the whole ride.
Sounds like a challenge.
I am happy to take the challenge. And I think once you've got that, it's all about the preparation around it. I know that my favorite thing is getting my whole lot of cardboard out and like just making the prop. Like this is my Buzz Lightyear.
Oh yeah.
made out of a yoga mat, which and then it's stuck on top.
Amazing. Wow. That's awesome.
So crafty.
Yeah.
So it's really kind of getting the family together.
Yeah.
Things, and then you get to film it and then relive the magic in your home. I think it's so beautiful. And Jess, you made that wonderful video that opened our live show tonight that just shows across the world the magic of Disney kind of bringing us together in these dark times.
Yeah, I think so. The other day I had an epiphany in the middle of the night and I was watching Tangled and like how Rapunzel is like, she is the personification of healing, right? She's got like the healing sun in her. And how do they show that? Through creativity. And like creativity is healing. And like creativity and sunlight is needed in these times. And creativity just helps calm you. It helps you get through the day. If you have a project to work on, I made this Lego Disney castle last week.
Oh, yeah.
It was the most... Thank you. My little brother helped me for about 2 hours of it, and then he gave up, but is taking full credit for it. It really helped like ease stress and calm down. And I really think that having a project like this, you'll be less like this. And like a little more calm and a little more zen. My nephews.
That's a good hi. Yeah. Oh, I need to have that.
I know. He's got a loot right now because he's going to star in the live action Robin Hood. Look, it's his own. His
audition. Oh, that's
wow.
Awesome. Jess, we love it. So Jess, we're going to share on the bottom of our screen how they can find you on Instagram and to watch your wonderful videos on YouTube and to hopefully they can tag you if they make their rides.
Yes, please. I love seeing them.
Yeah. So thank you, Jess, for being with us tonight. This was so
thank
great.
Thank you so much. Thank this was you. So much fun. Thank you.
Bye. Be well.
Well, you guys, my God. Are we all inspired to make Disney magic at home?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I'm on the Haunted Mansion right now. I love that we started the podcast.
Hey, in the mood. You are so true.
I like you getting into the spirit, Annalie.
Yeah. Yes. So we started this in full sunlight because we're in California. So I forgot that like by the time that we'd be done, there'd be no sun.
It's sparkly. It's fine.
I know you're sparkly.
It's in the park. Yeah.
Thank you.
He's already in a closet, so she's ready for like the stretching room. She's getting ready.
She's ready to go. Oh my God, I can't wait to tell Eric he needs to build all those rides. I know. I'm not gonna do it.
So again, like tonight you can all make a Dole Whip, you can build maybe a tiki room. I think there's always a really great, you can have cookies, you know, you can figure that out too. But I always think in those videos, add pets if you have them.
Yeah.
Also, one thing we've been doing in our household is we at least once a day, a lot of times, multiple times a day since the pandemic started, and it's given us so much joy. I feel like all of us, our stress level goes down immediately. We listen to the entire Walt Disney World soundtrack. So we have Amazon Music, and you can get it many different ways, but we just go, we don't call Alexa, we call her Echo for some reason. So we're like, Echo, Jack will go, Echo, play Walt Disney World soundtrack. And then it goes all aboard. Nice. It plays all of the music that you hear in the park. We had a friend social distancing visiting in the backyard, and he was like, do I hear the sounds of Disney World? And we were like, we said, you're on Main Street, USA. Get ready. And it goes through Epcot, and you even get to hear Canada, oh, Canada. And then it's in French. It's like somebody that they got to sing who sounds like Celine Dion. So anyways, that's a great way for your family to just sort of take a load off. Put it on anytime, all day.
I love that idea.
I love it so much. I'm so inspired. I'm doing that light parade. I'm all about that. That's going to be so great. And you can put your pets in that. That's a good thing for the pets, right?
Yes.
Walk in the light parade. We have some people behind the scenes that we have to thank. We have Alan and Brittany who have been working some magic behind the scenes, bringing you all our slides and everything. Annalie, Dee Dee, Bree, Maggie, Jess, B
be sure, everybody, thank you so much for being here, but be sure to follow them, give them some love on social media, check out their Instagrams, their Twitter, and you'll be more inspired. You'll continue to be inspired by them. We're so grateful for you guys being here.
Thanks for having us.
For us y'all.
Thank you. Love you guys so much.
It was so good to see you.
I miss you. I miss you too.
I had no idea when we decided Dee Dee and Anna Lee that you guys knew each. I didn't know there was a connection there. So this is so fabulous. I love
it.
Yay. Yeah. We also want to thank the Broadway Podcast Network for sponsoring tonight's live show. Be sure to visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com. to learn about the many different podcasts that you're able to enjoy. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. And then of course, I was going to say also a reminder about Gilana's Fund. If you had a good time, please visit gilanasfund.org to donate whatever you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, yes. And if you liked what you heard and what you saw, you can check out our podcast. You have E-Ticket to Broadway. You have Mama's Talking Loud. Check us out. Give us a review, rating. Show us some love if you like what you saw. What'd you say, Jess?
That's really helpful. It really is.
It helps us a lot.
Ratings and the reviews. It's true. It really is. We love Disney and we love families, but we also love making the world a better place. And that starts with all of you. Be the change you want to see in the world. Please vote and make sure everyone you know does so as well. It's very
important. Yes, voting. Come on, people.
There it is. Vote.gov.
And the wonderful feelings, the magic that we felt tonight, bring that into your home, into your communities, to people you know. We can work hard to make the world a more loving place where we can accept each other and bring that Disney magic out into the world. So thank you all.
Spread the love.
Spread
the love.
Oh my gosh. Be well, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Bye, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.